When I was in school, I always felt like the subject that I excelled in the most was math. When I said that last night, people looked at me like I was a crazy person. It just makes sense with the way my brain works. I don't know, it was just always easy. That class was my comfort zone. Now, I knew this wasn't the case for everybody. And when I was in school, I was in a very small private school in Lawrence called Bishop Seabury. And we were there from 7th through 12th grade. So we all got to know each other pretty darn well. There's only about 20 of us in our class. Some days that was good and some days it wasn't. We all knew who our sort of go-to person was or who the sort of experts were in a given area. We knew who we could ask for extra help with in study hall. I prided myself on being one of those folks when it came to math. But on that first day of geometry class, I walked in. Some might accuse me of being boastful. I thought I had it easy, and that was the hardest year of my life. Not really the hardest year of my life, but it was really hard. I struggled through that class with great frustration. I finally just resigned myself to assuming that whatever the teacher was saying was right, and I just memorized it and moved on. I refused to ask questions. Because, you know, if I asked questions, I might look like I didn't know what I was doing. I might look like I had no idea what was going on. There was always my reputation to protect, after all. It might not even be a smart question. I could have learned more. I could have grown. I could have gained in knowledge and understanding, probably become a better student, maybe even a stronger person in taking those risks, but I didn't do it. It seems to me there's something revealed when we are willing to ask questions. We grow and learn in academic settings especially, but even more, we reveal our limitations, we reveal our humanity, we show to others that we don't know everything. And what a terrifying thing that could be. What a terrifying thing it could be, or what a freeing thing it could be. We work every day to show the world that we have our lives together, that we're doing just fine, that nothing is wrong. In some ways, we work so hard to cover up the very essence of what it is to be a human, to feel pain, to fail, to fall short, to hurt, to face our limitations. This is to be human. This is to be ourselves. And this is the very thing that some of us, me included, try to cover up each day. It's our natural tendency, I suppose. Yet I wonder if instead of showing the world our perfect side, as if such a thing even really existed, or our strong side, or our successful side, or whatever it may be, what if we showed the world our worries, our questions, and our wounds? How might we be changed? How might our community and the world be changed if we were willing to be vulnerable in this way? I'm not really sure why, but this thought has been on my mind and heart the last several weeks. It's come up in big and small ways. Some of you know that I sort of periodically fake being a runner, and I sort of one of those times. And it struck me that every time that I needed to walk while I was running, I'd started walking when there were no cars around and there were no people around, as if somehow I was supposed to run a marathon my first time out the door. It's a little thing, certainly, but as I've done so, as I've become aware of this and been thinking about it, I've started running from my walking spot and started walking when cars were near or other people were passing by. I recognize it's not a big deal, but it has raised my consciousness and my intentionality to my limitations. This happens in sort of bigger ways, if you will, too. I readily try to admit that I don't know or I've fallen short on my good days. And on my not-so-good days, I try to hide that as much as I can. But when we're willing to admit this, we enter into a more full, more open, more deep relationship with those people with whom we share. This happens, and we have the opportunity to do this not in a way or not in order to become a doormat or sort of lessen ourselves, beat ourselves up. But we do so because in doing so, we offer an authentic picture of who we are, whose we are, who made us. It's an incredible and holy thing to do this. So when I read Jesus' interaction with his disciples for this week, I was struck by one of the verses in particular. It's one that's always skipped my awareness. The disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying and were afraid to ask him. The disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying and were afraid to ask him. The Gospel of Mark has three times when Jesus predicts his own death and resurrection. This is the second of those times. Also notoriously in Mark, the disciples don't get it. They never get it in Mark. They never do. But it is sort of a crazy thought that somebody would predict their own death and predict their own rising from the dead 3 days later. So I can imagine feeling confused and maybe fearful myself. But instead of engaging Christ, instead of seeking a deeper relationship by asking him, the disciples live in a state of fear and confusion, just going on as if they could figure it out for themselves. I was struck by this because why not ask him? I mean, it's Jesus right in front of you, the guy that can explain this whole be killed and in 3 days rise again thing that would become so foundational to the cause for which they gave their whole lives. Why not ask him? They could know, but in order for them to grow, in order for them to learn, in order for them to seek, they would have to reveal their faults. They would have to reveal their lack of knowledge, their worries, their wounds. They would have had to risk and be vulnerable. So they just moved on. The irony, of course, is that Jesus already knew these limitations and yet called them to serve him and to serve with him. And when that happened, when they were left figuring it out for themselves, they found themselves not growing in knowledge, not gaining a deeper sense of their relationship with God and Christ. But they found themselves arguing over who among them would be best, who among them is best. It would have been their questions and their willingness to risk, to be vulnerable, their desire to seek a further relationship with Christ that they gained. But instead, they tripped over themselves and their own brokenness, trying to figure out who had it all figured out. And none of them did. And Christ loved them still. To my mind, we can fall into a similar trap in our own lives, too. We all have questions about our faith. We all have questions about the way this world works. And we all hold off on asking them or seeking for many reasons. Because, you know, it might look like we don't know. But in doing so, in risking and being vulnerable, we have the opportunity to grow closer to the one who made us, the one who loves us because of, despite of, within our brokenness, and loves us when we fall short of living in this fully authentic way. In being willing to risk this, we also grow closer to one another. This whole body of Christ thing doesn't really work with just one of us or any of us on our own. We need each other when life has us down, when maybe it's just not a good day, when we aren't sure God is even near to us. The other opportunity that the disciples missed, to my mind, is they missed entering into prayer with God. In asking the questions we have with and for God, we enter into an intentional time with God, discerning how God might be calling us, how God might be using us in this world, discerning who God created us to be. We go deeper in our understanding of who God is and who we are. It's certainly a process. And some days it's easy, some days it's hard, some days it's frustrating, Sometimes the things we have experienced during our day make our time with God feel like the obvious choice. And sometimes you can't feel like God doesn't want to spend any time with us. But God does. God seeks us. God calls us to seek God. To my mind, one way we do this is to ask questions, open ourselves, our whole selves, to God and to this world, to grow deeper with Him. I suppose the disciples didn't ask Jesus because they felt something of what I felt in math class a few years ago. And what we all feel when we don't feel as though we can open ourselves in this way. You know, we might have to risk something. Our pride. We might have to risk the world knowing our limitations. We have to make ourselves vulnerable. We might not know everything, and somebody else might find that out. But in doing so, we grow closer with each other because, friends, we all have these limitations. And these risks, they don't really cost us anything. They don't really cost us anything, even though they seem like they do, because God, who made us with them, loves us and knows them already. To risk this way, to be vulnerable in this way, is profoundly faithful, deeply holy, and very hard. So what would this world and this place look like if we risked revealing what we don't know? What would change if instead of showing our smartest and our strongest and our most well-put-together side, we sought to reveal that which was our weakest, our most frantic, our most worried side, in fact, our most authentic self? If we sought that, my suspicion, my thought, is that this world might look a little bit more like the world God created it to be. Because in revealing this, we reveal God who made us with the very image of God in us. This world, this community, this place, we don't need geniuses. We don't need perfect people. We need and are indeed called to be those who seek, those who search, those who ask questions and reveal what they don't know, those who are willing to grow into their created identity as beloved children of God. And we are called to be constant in prayer and conversation with God. So what questions do you have for God? Are they small ones in the grand scheme of things, like what's wrong with Johnny Cueto? Or perhaps they're bigger ones about the existence of evil or something like that. My prayer for you this week is that you would ask them. Ask them, seek and grow and find and be changed, remembering through it all that the God who made you already knows and still loves you. And then share that love with this world.